From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Last month, a Louisiana federal court tossed out a long-running lawsuit that raised questions about whether organizers could be held legally responsible for injuries caused by protest violence. The case, now being appealed, is among complications that have raised the temperature at protests in the Gulf South. Often on the scene, legal observers who serve as watchdogs for protesters' civil rights. The Gulf States Newsroom's Kat Stromquist spoke with a few of them who say they're working to protect the right to protest at a time when demonstrations in the U.S. are changing.
Free Palestine!
Free Palestine!
That's a pro-Palestine rally in Jackson in mid-October. At protests like this in Mississippi, you might spot a legal observer by her yellow vest. In your city, she could wear a green hat. She could carry a camera or a notepad. Paloma Wu helps run the Legal Observer Program at Mississippi Center for Justice. She says their people aren't part of the protest.
We're not chanting, we don't hold signs, we don't have slogans on our t-shirt, we're not protesters.
But they're trained to join protests to keep track of what police or counter-protesters are doing in moments with really high stakes.
We have elders who have been arrested, somebody who used a walker, mostly parents.
Legal observers document everything in case they have to testify in court. That's things like police using force, if they use tasers or riot gear, what's going on during mass arrests. The goal is to help activists get their message out, especially now. Wu's colleague Blake Feldman says the government's response to organizing and protesting has escalated.
People are just at an extremely high risk of having these rights violated, and sometimes in violent ways.
The Mississippi Legal Observer team says they've seen protest activity pop up in new areas of the state, even in rural places since 2020, when George Floyd was killed by police. But legal observing actually goes back to the 1960s, as a project of the first racially integrated bar association, the National Lawyers Guild. It was a response to the big historic protests back then.
Legal observers, as I understand it, are there to kind of police the police, but to be objective observers and to be deterrents to police violence.
That's David Meyer, a UC Irvine professor who has written about the politics of protest. He says it's not your imagination. Protest is increasing from groups across the political spectrum. He says that happens when people think they can't get what they want without protesting. And things can go wrong, even when police are just trying to do their job.
But emotions are high. They're not necessarily well-trained. They bring whatever prejudices they have to, you know, to the job.
That means there's more for legal observers to keep tabs on. Like when thousands were arrested at demonstrations protesting the war in Gaza this year. That included dozens of people in New Orleans this spring.
Stop resisting! Stop
resisting! Amelie Daigle is a legal observer coordinator for the Louisiana National Lawyers Guild.
Since October, it's just been nonstop. You know, there are more weekends with a protest than there are weekends without a protest right now.
Daigle has been to around 50 demonstrations. She says legal observers can't talk specifics about what they've seen, in case their work might become part of a lawsuit. But she says there have been some new challenges to their work here.
But what I can say about the atmosphere for protesting generally in New Orleans is that it's become more tense.
Like a new state law that creates a 25-foot buffer zone of space around officers. That could make it hard for people to film them, and is being challenged in court. Federal oversight of New Orleans police also could come to an end.
So it's a time of immense uncertainty for protesters and demonstrators, and I can tell that they feel it, that no one's quite sure what the rules were anymore, even if they've been in the streets for years.
Back in Jackson, Mississippi legal observers like Paloma Wu say their people in the field have spotted counter-protesters in recent years, including white supremacists with guns.
I see that as lockstep with the rise in police disruption and use of force against civil rights protesters.
She says those dangers underline the importance of what legal observers do. That's while her colleague Blake Feldman says activism matters a lot in Mississippi, a longtime racial justice battleground.
I just think that like some Mississippians like know in their bones like this is an important part of civic engagement.
And a closely watched presidential election year may bring more demonstrations and counter-protests. no matter what happens at the ballot box. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Kat Stromquist.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership among public radio stations in Mississippi, Louisiana, and Alabama.